Elvis Presley, the man, his life, and his music.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain, my friend. I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life this full, I traveled each and every byway, oh, and more, much more than this, I did it my. I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. All of this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. My fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. All of me, I did it my way. Oh, what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he is not. You see the world, he truly feels, and not the world.
The Elvis Presley story with the turbulent 60s. It was turbulent in many ways, not only in events and the music itself, with Beatlemania arriving, and also a little bit of hootenanny, folk music too. Elvis seemed to survive with his movie. Elvis spent most of his time in Hollywood making movies, but occasionally he would go back to Graceland. And what did he do there? Well, listen to how an icon had to live in isolation at his mansion. Buzzy Fortas, an high school buddy, remembers.
Right after he got out of service, I went out there. I'd broken my ankle playing basketball, and you couldn't have asked for a better host. Of course, he had practiced karate all this time, and a fellow named Delbert West had traveled with him a good bit. And besides him playing and singing, they went through this whole thing. I guess it was an hour long of this karate, throwing people around, kicking, hitting, jabbing, breaking boards.
Elvis used a little innovation and some money and lots of pull to escape Graceland occasionally and get out amongst us. Listen to Elvis as he tells about how he did it.
I mean, naturally you can't go places like other people. You can't go to ball games. You can't go to the local theater and things like that. Like back at home, whenever I want to see a movie, well, I have the theater manager show it to me after the theater closes up at night. We have a fairgrounds there, and I rent the fairgrounds after it closes up.
That's right. Stop and think about it for a moment. Envision the fairgrounds, the Carnival Midway, and it's late at night, in the early morning hours, actually, and no one is there but Elvis and his friends and the people who ran the carnival. Almost eerie when you think about it.
We used to go to the fairgrounds all the time and rent the whole amusement park. And we'd sit out there and ride rides and eat hot dogs and hamburgers and candied apples and stuff like that till 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. I think his favorite ride was the roller coaster and the Dodgems. Dodgems, those little cars that you bump each other in. We'd cheese up sides and just have a war in cars. We had to use gloves, and a lot of people had pillows in there to kind of absorb some of the shock. However, everybody wore gloves because if not, you'd have blisters all over your hands.
That was Alan Fortas talking about those times in Memphis. Soon, Elvis would be going west and staying there most of the time. But for now, in the early 60s, he still liked to be home in Memphis and in Tennessee. An interesting thing was happening to Elvis. His music was being played not only now by top 40 rock and roll radio stations, but suddenly middle-of-the-road stations, pop music stations. For instance, in 1961 in February, he released a song called Are You Lonesome Tonight? It sold 1 million copies in 1 week. Elvis still was thinking about his gospel upbringing and still liked to sing gospel music. He hadn't been corrupted by Hollywood yet. Wayne Blackwood of the Blackwood Brothers Quartet.
I knew Elvis when he was just growing up. We attended the same church. The title song of Elvis' first gospel album, His Hand in Mine, I think is very typical of the early style of Elvis singing. Even back when I first remember hearing him sing, I feel that Elvis, to an extent, copied the gospel song style of singing of Jake Hess, who sang lead in the Statesman Quartet for many, many years, and I know that at least to some extent was Elvis' idol in singing in his boyhood days. And I think this style is evident in his recording of His Hand in Mine.
Me how I know my Lord is real.
My Lord is real.
You may doubt the things I say and doubt the way I feel.
The way I feel.
But I know He's real. I can feel His hand in mine, and that's enough for me. I will never walk alone. He holds my hand.
He holds my hand.
He will guide each step. If I fall, I know He'll understand.
Till the day He tells me why He loves me so.
He loves me so.
I can feel His hand in mine. That's all I need.
Thank you.
never walk alone. He holds my hand.
He holds my hand.
He will guide each step I take. And if I fall, I know he'll understand.
Till the day he tells me why he loves me so.
He loves me so.
I can feel his hand in mine. That's all I need.
All I need to know.
Well, I know practically every religious song that's ever been written.
Gospel music would still be important to Elvis right on up until his death in 1977. In 1961, Elvis was back in Memphis, and he made a charity date his first concert in 4 years. He sang a song. A song with his new image, where he was getting played not only by rock and roll stations, but by pop music, easy listening stations as well. It was an English version of Sorrento. It was called Sorrento.
When we kiss, my heart's on fire, burning with a strange desire. You, but your heart's on the fire too. So, my darling, please surrender all your love so warm and tender. Let me hold you in my arms, dear, while the moon shines bright above.
In that benefit concert, Elvis did 17 songs, and he would only do one more concert for the next 9 years, and that would be the following month in Hawaii. The head of the Naval Command in Hawaii, Admiral E.A. Solomon.
The Elvis Presley Show at Block Arena, scheduled for next week, Saturday, March the 25th, should, with your help, make a major contribution towards completion. Elvis Presley and his supporting troupe in the show are making a wonderful gesture, as well as a significant contribution in putting on this show for the benefit of the Arizona Memorial. There will be no expenses, and all proceeds from the sale of tickets will go directly to the Arizona Memorial Fund.
As Colonel Parker is taking... Look out! Here it comes, ladies and gentlemen! It looks as if it's Elvis Presley! Elvis is getting off the plane. He's shaking his head. He's accompanied by quite a few people.
When we got there, I never will forget the great, big, enormous crowd at the airport. just enormous. And then all along the way, as we drove into Honolulu, it was just, people were stacked along just to look at
him. That was Minnie Pearl, who was on the plane, and part of the Elvis concert.
The concerts that we did after Presley returned from the service were just as wild as the ones that he did before he went to the service.
There was a certain respect in the audience that didn't exist before, though.
Right.
We all noticed that. Although the screaming was there and all everything else was there, there was something that was a little reserved about it. And I think it's the good record he made in the services that changed him a little bit, but they got just as frantic.
He was a little different. Presley was a little different, too, after he... So he said he was rusty, but of course we wouldn't call him that, but he apologized to the audience, he apologized to us as being rusty.
Like a fool.
I was glad everybody was yelling and everything to cover up my mistakes because I hadn't had any rehearsals, you know, and I've been out of practice and hadn't been on stage since 1957. The band had forgotten the song. I'd forgotten the lyrics to most of the song.
Wayne Walker and Gordon Stoker were on stage, and they remember that concert well.
He would do some unexpected things and do them so well that we'd forget to come in. He'd pull a few tricks, and he was getting warmed up again from being in the Army. And we were supposed to come in on some doo-wahs or some oh-nos. And we'd forget because we were watching him, and he'd turn around and grin and, you know, call us a name or something.
He was picking at us, we were picking at him, more or less.
But in Hawaii once, he did something we'd never seen him do. He gave a leap and a run and slid on his knees, 20 or 25 feet. We thought he was going to just fall off the stage. And when he got over there, the girls threw flowers, lays around his neck, you know, and then he tossed some out. But he slid across the stage some 20 feet. And we didn't ooh or ah or anything. I stopped dead still.
In case there had ever been a doubt, it was pretty clear. All the fans around the world still loved Elvis.
Treat me like a fool, treat me mean and cruel, but love me. Bring my faithful heart. Tear it all apart, but love me.
Won't you love me?
If you ever go, darling, I'll be oh so lonely. I'll be sad and blue, crying over. I would beg and steal,
beg and steal, just to feel
your heart.
I want your heart
beating close to mine. Darling, I'll be oh so lonely. I'll be sad and blue, crying over you, dear only. I would beg and steal,
he would beg and steal,
just to feel,
yes, just to feel
your heart.
I want your heart
beating close to mine,
so close to mine.
Wherever you ever go, darling, I'll be oh so. Begging on my knees, all I ask is please
love him, we did. Over three decades, we saw Elvis grow from a rock and roller all the way to a Las Vegas entertainer. In this segment, we've dealt mainly with the easy listening Elvis. Let's go back to the rock and roll days, starting at Sun Records. We put this little medley together for you. Hey, let's rock and roll.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but step over my blue suede shoe. Well, you can knock me down, step in my face, slander my name all over the place. Well, do anything that you want to do, but not, honey, lay off them shoes and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Let's go, cat. Well, you can do anything but take me over my blue suede shoe. Well, it's blue, blue, blue suede shoes. Blue, blue, blue suede shoes.
Yeah!
Blue, blue, blue suede shoes.
Wop, 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 bam, boom. Tootie Fruity, oh, Rudy. 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 Wop, 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 bam, boom. I got a gal named Sue. She know just what to do. I got a gal named Sue. She know just what to do. She roll me to the east, she roll me to the west. She's the gal that I love best. Tootie Fruity, oh Rudy. 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 Bop, bop, loo, bop, bop, bam, boom, oh Rudy. Tootie Fruity, oh Rudy. Tootie Fruity, oh Rudy. Tootie Fruity, oh Rudy. Tootie Fruity, oh Rudy. Bop, bop, loo, bop, bop, bam, boom.
Baby left me. Well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that heartbreak hotel where I'll be. I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be just so lonely, I could die. Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom. I'll be so biggest lonely, baby. Biggest lonely. It's so lonely they could die. So lonely, baby, but they're so lonely. They'll be so lonely they could die.
You know the landlord rang my front door bell. I let it ring for a long, long spell. I went to the window, I peeped through the blind. To tell me what was on his mind. He said, "Money, honey, money, honey, money, honey, if you want to get along with me." Well, I've learned a lesson and now I know. The sun may shine and the winds may blow. The women may come and the women may go. But the people I say I love you. Money, honey.
honey, honey, if you wanna get along with me.
Elvis Presley, his music, his life, his story. Memories. Memories for three generations. Memories that will never go away. His music lives forever. Coming up as we look at his life in the turbulent 60s.